time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Nice to be back. Last week, I did not do a review simply because there really were no movies suitable for grown-ups. So I took a little time off, which was fine. And I knew actually that the movie that I did go to see, called The Amateur, was coming. And it did, sure enough. So a little something about this movie. It's getting okay ratings, not off the wall, but pretty solid, certainly well over 50% positive. And it's an interesting, to me anyway, interesting story concerning CIA and spies. And it has a very good cast. Rami Malek plays the amateur, and his job is to work for the CIA as a decoder. So he does not do stuff in the field, and he does the jobs that the CIA asks of him, and he doesn't care a whole lot about what he's doing and why, at least at the beginning. But it's surely after the beginning that his life changes, because his wife, who is played by another excellent performer named Rachel Brosnahan, his wife is killed. Not to put too fine a point on it, she's gone early on, and she appears periodically later on as sort of a spirit or in flashbacks. But meanwhile, Rami wants revenge, not unsurprisingly. He wants to take out the four people that he understands to be responsible for her death. He's also feeling kind of guilty because he had elected not to go with her on this trip where she ended up losing her life. But then he said he kind of never did, and he certainly didn't mean it to be unkind to her or mean, but that's what happened, and he felt badly about it. So his goal for the rest of the movie, and it's about a two-hour film, is to zip around the world and to be able to find those he holds responsible, because his skills in decoding are very impressive. He is able to find people kind of wherever they are. So again, that's kind of what he does. Part of the way through, though, he discovers that his people he reports to in the CIA are hardly squeaky clean in all this. So I'm not going to go into detail about that because it would maybe spoil a couple things for you, but it is ultimately quite a good movie. One of the things that both my husband and I noticed is that the coming attractions that we'd seen made it look maybe better than it was ultimately, or at least more exciting than it turned out to be. But I found it exciting enough, and it was indeed gratifying to watch the Rami Malek character kind of show his strengths. He not only could do his decoding job incredibly well, and as I said, find anybody, but he was also just totally prepared to take whatever came his way and be ready for it. So he was. Anyway, so I won't, again, won't go into great detail. Another excellent supporting character is Lawrence Fishburne, who was another CIA operative who did not do a whole lot of decoding and technical stuff, but he was able to train, to a certain extent, train Remy, who's a kind of a slight guy. There's not much to him physically. So he was kind of laughed at and said, oh, you could, this will not work for you. If you try and find them, it's not going to happen. Even if you find them, so what? So, and he surprised everybody. In any event, it was certainly a it kept me awake. Let's put it that way. There was only one moment when I sort of nodded out, and then I, oh shoot, and I missed a tiny little bit, but that's just because I tend to fall asleep at the beginning of movies anyway. So I would give this film, which is still there and likely to be there for a while, a pretty solid thumbs up. And it also is looking as if there might well be a sequel. It looks as if maybe our Rami Malek character has a kind of a future as a field agent in the CIA rather than just in the basement doing his decoding things with computers everywhere. Anyway, so that's that movie. And just a little note, maybe a quick note about the film festival that just ended in Sherbrooke. It was one that when we weren't catching first-run movies because they were not for our demographic, we went to see a couple of the film festival films. And there were 80 films to choose from, which made it very difficult to choose unless you wanted to really spend a big chunk of your life during that week going to movie after movie after movie, which I didn't really want to do. But I did go to see three of them, and they were mostly excellent. In general, I'm not going to go into detail, certainly, about the many movies that were there, but I would say for next year at this time, there will be another film festival, and I will absolutely make it a point to be free, to have time to go to many movies. And you can get a passport, and it's cheaper than paying movie by movie. It's something that we're very, very lucky here in Sherbrooke to have, is this event covering 80 films. I forget how many countries. I think it was 100 countries, a number of other events, which are not films, but people talking about films and et cetera, et cetera. So it's I think it's called the International Festival of Film, words to that effect. And it is now over. But I would definitely recommend going to that next year. Movie-wise, regular movies that are playing in the theaters, we have a few now that are available. Here we have movies that are kind of new. And one is called Warfare. And I must admit, I do not know a whole lot about this, except that it is obviously have to do with war. So I may or may not get to see that one. But another one which is also very, really, really popular and is playing in the big Lux theater is called Minecraft. And I think it's geared towards teens, tweens, younger folks, and it's based on a popular video game called Minecraft. So that's fine. And not too much else. I think there's a horror movie, which I really know nothing about. And Mickey 17, which we saw a few weeks ago, is still there. And it's a little surprising to me, but the Snow White is also still there. And I thought, well, maybe that will not be there very long. And as it turns out, although it says it's there in both languages, it is really only there in French. So I suspect, however, that it will be available on a streaming service on TV in the very near future. So I think that's kind of it for now. There are some good movies coming down the pike. I will be away next week and not doing a movie review. But the week after that, I'll be back in May. I'll be back to look at the May crop of films.
Okay, thanks very much, Melanie. Have a good vacation, and thanks again.
Okay, thank you. Take care.